If you are a publicist or you believe in letting stories get out into the most major of public places, then the next story is one for you. So the PRISM Awards focus specifically on publicity, public relations, the communication industry. There are a series of awards that do take place. They've been going for 22 years. On the line, we have Palesa Madumo, who is the co-convener of the awards. Palesa, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you? And happy Sunday to all the listeners.
Happy Sunday to all of us, that's for sure. Palesa, how do the PRISM Awards actually work? I mean, how do you measure it? Do you say, okay, someone who had an amazing publicity campaign, or do you say the number of people that the campaign reached or the shift and change? How do you do that?
Well, it's actually quite holistic. You're quite right in terms of the number of people that it reaches. But more than anything, you know, our world is about impressions and how we move people and how we shift people's behavior. Public relations and reputation management is really about what sense or you leave once you've created a campaign or put together a message. How have you changed people's minds? How have you shifted the way they behave? And how have you changed the world somehow in your own little way? So those are the things we look at. We look at how you plan for your campaign, the research that goes into it. And essentially, at the end of the day, we can all tick boxes in our industry. It's quite easy to do that because you can put 10 pieces of coverage in certain publications. You can say you've done your job. Or you can say, wow, I've actually moved and shifted the way people think. And that's really what we look for in campaigns that we award.
So what's interesting about publicity is that it certainly has shifted and changed. Historically, Palesa, we would have just put out a press release, and that press release would have come my way, etc. Now it's much more about the individual. We talk about peer-to-peer marketing. We talk about individual influence, micro, macro, and the like. How do we figure that out as we move forward?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, our jobs are quite important as PRPs or public relations professionals. They're important because we can just tick the boxes, like you mentioned. But what's important is to look at what it is that we are doing to change the way people think. So you can put out a press release, you can put out any message out there. But at the end of the day, with social media, digital times and everything that's happening, you need to find a way in which to stand out and in which for your brand to stand out or your clients to stand out. And the only way you can do that is actually by reaching people's hearts and minds. And the way you do that is quite different to the way we did it before. If you just send out a press release, what is it actually going to do? But if you put out a message that actually means something to the individual or to the person who's in whichever rural community, if you happen to reach them, then it changes the way they think. And that's actually what public relations has evolved to.
So, Palesa, I understand from the media that has been put out on the PRISM Awards that your deep focus this year is going to be on transformation and what the awards can offer South African youth. So are we saying what the awards can offer South African youth who work in the publicity arena or the marketing arena, or are we saying what the awards can offer South African youth in general?
Well, you know what? In this case, so the initiative is called the PRISM Young Judges.
Yeah.
And it really came about 3 years ago when, as a committee, we sat and we said, well, what are we doing to open doors for young people in our industry?
Yeah.
And the idea is that, you know, we've been doing this for 10, 15 years, or some people even much longer than that, as judges. I personally have been judging the PRISM Awards for 5 years.
Yeah.
And so how do I, as a judge and as an industry professional, actually influence and somehow open the world up, our world up, to young people? So we decided to create the PRISM Young Judges. And the idea and the thinking was that how do we allow young people to experience what we do as judges or senior judges? And what we then decided is that the people should be under 30 years old, and they should be people who are in our industry, not specifically in an agency. For example, I work for a public relations company. It's not necessarily an agency, but we do reputation management. But anyone who somehow touches base with our industry, how do we open that door up and how do we let people in? And so we decided that we're going to select 10 young people in our industry or people who work within our industry. You can be a blogger, you can be a writer, you can be whatever that has something to do with the work that we do, and you can be selected for as a Prism Young Judge. So this year we've already got the 10 young stunning individuals that have joined, and most of them are actually working in 1 or 2 years or 3 years experience, and we've also got one spot for a student. And so Fezeka Hadebe, for example, who's a public relations student at the University of Johannesburg. So it's really about skills, advancement, skills, development, letting people who wouldn't necessarily get the opportunity to judge such an award to come in with us.
So, Palesa, why would young people and should young people consider the publicity or the public relations and communications industry as a future space to find work in, to maybe get a job in, etc.?
As you know, we've got a huge job crisis in our country, and I think the industry is quite an interesting and practical one for young people, in the sense that we know we expect young people to come in with their degree or their diploma and start working immediately and start sort of producing the work that we expect at the level that we expected. But to be realistic in our country, we need to be open-minded in terms of how we allow people to thrive and to grow and to actually engage with different industries. And I think the communications industry is a very interesting one, because I'm not saying you don't have to be skilled, but I'm saying you can actually roll your sleeves up and start learning practical skills. And that's writing, that's communicating with media, that's strategy, that's ways in which we do our work that can actually make a difference in our country. And so I do think, and in the world really, so I do think it's an industry that is quite open to the way that young people think. If you think about digital right now, it's owned by young people. And it's an industry that really can thrive and grow in that sense, and it's open, you know, for young people to do that, essentially. So I do think it's an attractive one for young people, and I think it's one that has a lot of work to do in terms of transformation, which I think we'd like to also talk about. We need to work a little bit harder in terms of opening those doors. But I do think it's an industry that is open enough for young people to start.
Is this an industry where people can go in and that they don't have to be looking for a job, but they could in fact create work for themselves?
Absolutely. You see it all the time. If you look at the Instagram pages and Twitter pages and all of those Facebook pages that young people have created, where they are documenting their lives and documenting their surroundings and their societal inputs, you actually realize that they actually are doing PR communications in their own way. So absolutely, you can start up a blog from your bedroom and essentially get advertising on it, and at the end of the day be recognized internationally. So I absolutely think young people can do that. People can really kickstart their careers through communications and public relations. And I think as an industry, it's important for us to recognize that, you know, and sort of not be stuck in our traditional ways and in the ways that we do things. It's about embracing those people and helping them grow themselves, and for clients to actually support them.
That's Palesa Maduma. We do have to leave it on that one. Co-convener of the PRISM Awards, PRISM Awards 19 is the hashtag. 9 o'clock time.